The Hideous Creature Show.
Hey, do you think it's okay to leave the baby in the car?
Of course the window's cracked open.
Hold it right there, people. It's never, ever okay to leave a baby in the car.
But we're only going in for a couple of beers.
Let's pretend for a second that your baby is a stereo system.
I don't follow you. I can't play cassettes in a baby.
What I mean is, you wouldn't leave your valuable hi-fi stereo in a car, would you?
No way. Somebody'd steal it.
Exactly. A healthy baby is worth $10,000 to $20,000 on the internet, even if it's Chinese.
Wow. That makes a lot of sense.
Dollars and cents. This is Deputy Rainisha Williams, keeping it real. Real safe.
Coming to you from the City of Roses, Portland, Oregon, inside 2282, a.k.a. the Brooklyn Zoo, via the internets. The date is May 18th, 2013, and I'm your host, and my name is June. And, well, this is a Hideous Creature Show episode number 180. Thank you. Thank you so much for coming along and playing fake radio with me on the internet. Patrick and Jenny are not here this week. Jenny is up in Tacoma visiting her mother and father-in-law. And Patrick is sick, quote unquote. I don't know if it's the cocktail flu or what, but I'm a little suspicious of it. And Patrick will say things like, oh, I don't get sick, or I'm immune to the flu virus. And he equates that to the fact that he drinks a lot of beer. And in his theory, the beer kills whatever germs come in contact with his body. Which I believed to be true for a long time, and upon further inspection, it is bullshit. And he's just a big fat liar for saying he never gets sick. And let's see, I don't know if... Well, wait, before we go on, I am not alone. Our producer, Mingus, my kitty cat, is here. It's kind of fucked up because he's wearing a makeshift... what looks like an astronaut outfit, but, and I think it's because he watched the video on YouTube of the astronaut doing the David Bowie song, Major Tom, and ever since then, he's adorned this little kitty astronaut outfit. It's cute, but you're ridiculous, Mingus. You'll never be an astronaut. Okay, well, those guys are gone, and they'll be back next week, but, what I want to do this week is do another mixtape show and play some songs from past episodes that we did and revisit them. I don't know what we're going to do first, but before we go into playing any music, I wanted to bring up the fact that it is May 18th, and that is the anniversary. I think it's 33 years ago. Yeah, 33 years ago today, Mount St. Helens, the volcano near Portland, exploded. It blew the fuck up. It was a crazy event, and I remember it. And Portland is 50 miles from Mount St. Helens. So you imagine a volcano exploding, and you're 50 miles away from it. It was pretty intense. What happened is one whole side of the mountain completely blew off, and it shot smoke and ash up into the air, and it was absolutely crazy. And I remember I was at a wedding, and I don't remember what time it was, but I remember there was some people there, and I don't remember it actually being the actual wedding event itself. It was I think before it or after. I don't quite recollect. And I remember telling my father, I'm like, Dad, look at that. And we're all sitting on this little patio, And my dad goes, all right, everybody inside, because there was a super bomb that just went off. Washington State had popped a huge geological zit, and it was spewing its funk all over the place. But it was a pretty awesome experience because it shot ash all over the place, and I think it actually circumvented the globe, I don't know how many times, but there was a lot of ash that came out of this thing, and it covered Portland in ash, so it looked like it had snowed, but it wasn't. It was actual ash, and I remember a couple days after the volcano blew up, of course, Empire Strikes Back came out. And Portland is covered in this ash that you can't do anything about until it rains, because it's everywhere. And it was fantastic. I remember having my Star Wars figures out and going, man, I have Hoth. I have endless fucking Hoth, because it's May and I knew it's not going to snow. And yet there was all this volcanic ash everywhere. And of course, what did my parents do? You go out and you play in it. So I went out and stomped around in ash. And I remember having to wear a respirator, which was pretty cool because, I was pretending I was a stormtrooper. Of course, I was, 19 at the time, so I looked ridiculous. I kid. But that was a pretty crazy experience. I was thinking of how many people actually get to see a volcano blow up, and I chalked that onto my list of, all right, been there, done that, been there. Volcano, no big whoop. Seen a volcano blow up. You ever see a volcano blow up? Nope. Get the fuck out of my face. Get out of my face, jack off. Volcano survivor here. All right, well, let's get to our first song. This first one is called Operation. It's from a band called Operation Ivy, who eventually turned into Rancid. And this track is called Bad Town. Hope you enjoy it. You'd enjoy it if you were a volcano survivor like me. You bless. You're just fucking happy to be alive. God damn. Making she look ridiculous. I remember the first time I heard Operation Ivy, I could not believe my ears. They're blown away. That's a great album, though. You should go check it out. I forgot what the album's called, but it's Operation Ivy. I think they only had one album. Maybe they have a greatest hits or something like that. But moving on, here we go. We got Nirvana, and this is called Molly's Lips. I know a lot of people give shit to this this album that Nirvana did, but I still love it. And this was my favorite track on it. Blast from the past, motherfuckers. Care what anybody says, I still love that tune. Maybe it's just me. Maybe I have a complex or something. Mingus, what do you think? He changed his outfit. Nice. He's got a little Robin Hood theme going on. It's cute. It's funny because he has a bow, but he can't draw the string back. Come on, buddy. Let's see what you got. Put an apple on my head. Maybe he could knock it off. This next one is from a band called Ween, and it's called Gabrielle. And this one is dedicated to a friend of mine. His name is Joe. And I don't know if Joe knew about this band or was turned on to them via the Hideous Creature Show or not. But Joe, this one's for you, man. I don't mean to be so insolent. Gotta love Ween. If you ever get a chance to see Ween live, you'll be amazed. I remember when I was dating this woman, and she was a Ween fan, and she would listen to the CDs and all that. And I always thought, this is all right, but it sounds so overly produced. And we went and saw a live show of Ween, and I was completely blown away. And to this day, they're one of my favorite bands forever and ever. The next thing we have is Liz Phair. And God, I was so long ago when somebody turned me on to Liz Phair. I remember one night being really, really drunk, hanging out with this lady. And for some reason, we had a box, like a cardboard box, and it was full of those styrofoam peanuts. And we turned Liz Phair on, the album, the first one, the one with this track on it. And we just rolled around in peanuts and threw each other around in all the peanuts and jumped in the box and out of the box. And it was a fucking awesome night. And I will always think of Liz Phair, and I will always think of packaging popcorn and cardboard boxes. And you, mystery woman.
I woke up alone. I didn't know where I was at first, just that I woke up in your arms. And almost immediately I felt sorry, cause I didn't think this would happen again. No matter what I could do or say, just that I didn't think this would happen again. With or without my
can write a song. Mm-hmm. And the next one we have is the Velvet Underground, Sweet Jane. And we were doing a show, it was a while back, and I had no idea what to do for the closing, the outro song. So I called my friend Rob, Chef Rob from Seattle, and I go, I need an outro song, give me a song. And he texted me back, Velvet Underground, Sweet Jane. And I hadn't heard it in years and years. And I think that the version that I had heard before was the Jane's Addiction version, or the last time I'd listened to the song was the Jane's Addiction version. And I listened to the Velvet Underground version, and it kicks the shit out of Jane's Addiction. Sorry, guys. Sorry, Perry. But Velvet Underground kills it on this one. So, Sweet Jane, Velvet Underground.
Standing on the corner, suitcase in my hand. Jackson's corset, Jane is in her vest. And me, I'm in a rock and roll band. Huh. Riding a Stutz back at gym. You know, those were different times. All the poets, they studied rules of verse. And those ladies, they rolled their eyes. Sweet Jane. Jack is a banker, and Jane, she is a clerk, and both of them save their monies, and when they come home from work, ooh, sitting down by the fire, ooh, the radio does play the classical music there, Jim, the march of the Winter Soldiers, all your protesters, you can hear Jack say, yeah, get her here. Sweet Jane, come on, baby. Sweet Jane, Sweet Jane. Some people, they like to go out dancing, and other people, they have to work. Just watch me now. And there's even some evil mothers. Well, they're gonna tell you that everything is just dirt. You know that women never really faint, and that villains always blink their eyes. Ooh. And that, you know, children are the only ones who blush, and that life is just to die.
We got Ace Frehley up next with, God, I'm tempted to do it like a DJ, but I don't want to. Maybe later. I'll have a little bit more wine and we'll see if we can do it. But Ace Frehley back in the New York groove. Oh, I almost did it right there. Ace Frehley, ladies and gentlemen, back in the New York groove.
Many years since I was here. On the street, I was passing my time away. To the left and to the right, buildings towering to the sky. It's out of sight in the dead of night.
Here I am, in this city, with a fistful of dollars.
So last week, Jenny told a story about her dropping her her cell phone in her coffee in the morning, and I didn't really give her any guff about it, neither did Patrick. But I 2 days ago, I have a remote control system here, which consists of two remote controls that I bought some Velcro from Fred Meyers, and I Velcroed them back to back so that I wouldn't have to go looking for remotes. They're just Velcroed together. Well, gravity came and bit me in my ass when I was eating some tomato basil soup, and I dropped my remote right into the bowl of tomato basil soup, right on the back side of the remotes too, where the batteries are. And of course, it flooded like a remote control Titanic with the soup. And I pull it out and it's too late, rip it apart, and there's tomato basil soup everywhere. So tragedy comes in threes. Something else is going to happen. Could be you. Keep an eye on whatever liquids are around your electronics, and keep an eye out. Beware. Be weary. The next one is Isabel Campbell and Mark Lanegan. Come Undone.
Stumble and I fall. Your time is on my side. Don't make sense of it all. Despite my foolish pride, it's got me on my knees, tearing up my heart and shaking at my bones, tearing me apart. I can't get close to you. I come undone.
Scared of the dark, though you tangle and tease me.
said you never leave me. The devil may care, but he don't please believe me. Oh, love of my life, won't you let me down easy? I'm done. Come undone. Come undone. Babe, I come undone.
Okay, so we've got an interesting experiment that's about to happen. I just got invited to a housewarming party, and I'm going to go to it. So I'm going to leave here. It's 7:30 p.m. Portland time now, and when I get back, I'm going to finish the show. So we'll see if there's maybe a change in behavior, possibly. But I just can't walk away from a sociological experiment. Let alone, you know, the effects of maybe alcohol on the show. So, wait one sec. Before I go, we're going to leave this off, actually, with Camper Van Beethoven, If I Win the Lottery. And this, the reason why that I'm playing this is I bought a couple lottery tickets because the Megabucks right now is $600 million. Who's not going to spend a couple dollars to try and win that shit? Not me. Damn right, not me. If I win it, what am I going to do? Mingus? Mingus has always had a fantasy of putting on a one-man show of hunting for Red October, which I think he'd be good at. We've read lines before. He's got it down pretty good. But this is Camper Van Beethoven, If I Win the Lottery. If fucking win that goddamn lottery. And I will be seeing you when I get back for the last song. Right, toodaloo.
Well, I lost an eye in Mexico. Lost two teeth where I don't know. People see me coming and they move to the other side of the road. Robbed a liquor store or two. Made myself at home a few times. Borrowed myself a car when I needed it. I got me a shack at the bottom of the road. Fixed
So it ends up I didn't come back from the party and finish the show. Or maybe I did and it was so horrible that I just bagged it. I deleted it. That's probably more true than what I'm telling you. But anyway, I had an interesting morning. For one, I woke up in all my clothes in my bed with a hoodie on, with the hood up. And if you forget, I'm fucking 40, and that's completely ridiculous and stupid, and I need to grow the fuck up. Mingus, what's up, man? You need to call me on my shit. We watched Django Unchained the other day, and he's got this cute little cowboy hat on. He's got little six shooters around his waist. It's adorable. I like it. You're good. You're a good-looking cat. But this morning when I woke up, my buddy Caleb was here, and we decided to pull a prank on roommate Jesse. And we took his steering wheel off of his 70-something Chevy Nova, and we put one of those chain link steering wheels on there. And boy, oh boy, it's hilarious. And he doesn't know it yet, but when he gets into his car, he's going to have a different steering wheel on it. I think it's fucking funny. I think it's hilarious. If I came into my car and had a different steering wheel on it, I would laugh, especially if it was a chain steering wheel. Although it kind of accessorizes the car. It's nice. It augments the look of it. It looks good. But anyway, we're going to close the show out. A little bit of a short episode, but fuck it. The intro this week was Reno 911, one of the PSAs they do on that show. And a special thanks this week goes out to one Michael Kelly. And to moms all over the world. I know it was Mother's Day, and I keep bitching about it. I hope I don't sound preachy. Fuck off if I do. Call your mom. Quit being a dick. And the outro is going to be Joan Jett, Cherry Bomb. We're going to do another show in about 7 days. Until then, do yourself a favor and have a wonderful, wonderful week. Toodaloo.
We are getting Doug back! and we're the three best friends that anybody could have. We're the three best friends that anyone could have. We're the three best friends that anyone could have. And we'll never, ever, 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 ever leave each other. We're the best three friends.